Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to be able to talk about the Green family. Steve Green launches this. Washington Post is reporting that they're launched this Bible curriculum, four-year high school program.
Mm. Oh, wow.
It's exciting. It's in the Mustang School in Oklahoma. The school voted April the 14th to adopt a Bible course developed by Steve Green, clearing the way for the Hobby Lobby president whose suit, by the way, he has a suit against the Affordable Care Act because he's trying to force him to be able to buy things that abort children and for his business. And he's standing up for that, but he's taking this on the very same time. And the board of this district in this Oklahoma city said, you know what? It's called the Museum of Bible Curriculum. Mm. And it's an ambitious four-year public school elective. And the narrative, of course, is the Bible, the history of the Bible, the impact of the good book.
Wow.
And in September 2016, he hopes to place it in 100 schools, the Washington Post is reporting. And from thereafter, the following year, 1,000 schools.
Oh, wow.
1,000 schools. And they go on and say, if successful, Green, whose family's wealth is estimated at upward of $3 billion, he would galvanize the movement of teaching the Bible Academy through public schools. He would do that. So, dear Lord, we say, bless the Green family. We thank them for investing what you bless them with, and help us as the church respond. Mm. And we pray that you begin to prepare the hearts of the school boards now to say it's an elective. There's never been anything wrong. That's the big thing about this. There's never, ever been anything wrong with teaching the Bible in public schools. But since the 60s, they've been pulling it out. But now things are coming back full force. And this has actually been going on, this thing that Green is bringing out, since the 60s. And now it's full force coming back in the context of that, where he's going to have this. And we say, let it be.
Yes.
We talked about it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. It's, look what's happening. At the very same time, this great tragedy and the threat of, you know, annihilation by our enemies and the enemies within and without, that Steve Green, the Green family with the Hobby Lobby, is developing a Bible curriculum where for 4 years, it's starting right now, as you said, in this Mustang, Oklahoma, in this high school. And by September, though, he wants it in 100 schools. By 2016, he wants it in 100 schools, and the year after, 1,000.
Wow.
So you can either look at the storm and misunderstand it and think, well, you know, God's, you know, going to destroy us, which is a lie. It's not what he wants to do. He wants to bring us to a place of repentance, you know, or you can look at it and say, yes, Lord, like Saul did on the road to Damascus, right? When he got knocked off his horse, he didn't say, it's over. He just said, Lord, Lord, right?
That's right.
And that's what we need to say right now. Lord, Lord. And we look, it's the best of times and the worst of times. The best of times is you have somebody like the Green family putting together this awesome curriculum on the Bible that's worked intently, and Barton with Wall Builders is aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Just makes you want to go to Hobby Lobby and just go buy something. Just go get anything right now.
Right. Yes. And if you need some frilly stuff, you know, like some frames or something, and I mean, just get some. You know, if you don't need some, just go throw money in the door.
Exactly.
Because they're just standing up for the Lord. They're not compromising. And, I mean, they're truly one that prayed and received boldness. We talked about at the Dream Center on Sunday. And you think about this. And what do you do at a time like this? What do you do at a time like this when you see these tragedies and these lurking disasters, and at the same time you start seeing the light and the things that are going on? Well, this is what James or Peter and John did. And the church did when they were being persecuted by religious folks, mind you, people in the thing they were doing for God. And the very one's hand, by the way, hands was dripping still with the blood of the Son of God. You know, Ananias, the high priest, he was the one involved in trying to persecute Peter and James. And so you think about that. Of all the things they could have done, they could have just been fearful and shut up because they said, stop. The same thing they're telling Steve Green and the Green family and anybody else is standing up for God. Just stop preaching in the name of Jesus. Stop. That's what they told them. Stop preaching in the name of Jesus. And what they did was they went and they said they let him go and just said, listen, because they were worried about the politics. You know, how's this going to feed out in the whole Israel here? They went back and they talked to each other and shared what happened. They said, this is what we're going to do. And they prayed for boldness to preach the word of God boldly. They said, Lord, crank it up a notch.
All right.
Everything, you know, for healing and signs and wonders, and fill us with your spirit that we could preach the word of God boldly. It's time for us to take a bold stand and realize, yeah, some difficult things are happening and difficult times are coming, but understand it's going to be the best of times for the church if we'll rise up and say, Lord, crank it up a notch.
Yes.
Lord, give us that boldness. Make sure you catch us on our other programs. We're four programs back to back. Don't forget also for those on the Gulf Coast that we are now Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. On the WHBR zone from Destin to Mississippi. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi. Over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.